He must increase, I must decrease. John chapter 3, speaking about St. John.
Is that okay? Okay, thank you.
These simple, direct words of St. John the Baptist, whose feast we celebrate today, summarize the life of the Christian disciple. In all things, we want Jesus to increase, and our own will, our own desires, our own attachments to decrease. In my heart, in my prayer, in my family, in my parish, in my work, in my study, in my leisure, in my entertainment, may the Lord Jesus increase. In our common life together as Americans, in our civil society, in our politics, may the Lord Jesus increase. In the time of Jesus, the King decreased the space for the things of God. He did not want to hear the voice of religious truth. He did not want to permit the preachers the freedom to preach. St. John the Baptist refused to follow the King's unjust demands. For his fidelity, he was imprisoned and beheaded, killed for his faith. The Lord Jesus tells us that St. John the Baptist is the greatest of all born of woman. Matthew chapter 11. Perhaps his greatest virtue was his fortitude. He was truly fearless in his preaching. John the Baptist was martyred for speaking the truth about the King, and from him we have much to learn about fortitude in defense of our faith, in defense of our freedoms. The Catholic bishops of the United States have declared a fortnight for freedom, asking Catholics to engage in a great hymn of prayer for the country and a national campaign of teaching and witness for religious liberty. We bishops have asked us to look to the great saints of Catholic history whose courage we can imitate. The fortnight began on June 21st, the vigil of the feasts of St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More, who, like St. John the Baptist, were beheaded by a king who desired them not to speak the truth about the Catholic Church and the sacred bond of marriage. During this coming week, we celebrate the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, who likewise were martyred by the Roman Emperor for their preaching of Jesus Christ. And the fortnight concludes on July 4th, the day when we celebrate our American liberty. Our first, most cherished liberty as Americans is religious freedom. It is the first freedom named in the First Amendment. It is the foundation of all our freedoms, for if Americans are not free in their consciences, in their religious faith, in their corporal works of mercy, then all our freedoms are fragile. When the government commands us to do what God commands us not to do, the American heritage of freedom is in danger. And the response of the Christian citizen, as we learn vividly in the example of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., is to speak out, to pray, to stand up against the injustice. We bishops have identified several attacks on religious liberty. The mandate of the Department of Health and Human Services that all employers, including Catholic agencies, provide health insurance for contraception, sterilization, and abortion-inducing drugs is a national assault on religious liberty without precedence in our history. There are other worrying measures at the state and local level too, notably laws which prohibit the spiritual and charitable assistance given by the Catholic Church to undocumented immigrants. When the government says that we must do what our faith forbids us to do, or when it says we cannot do what our faith teaches us to do, then we too might be called to have the courage of St. John the Baptist to refuse those unjust orders. It is a stark question that we face. Shall the government increase and Jesus decrease? The Fortnight for Freedom reminds us that our religious liberty is not something we have invented for ourselves, much less is it a gift of the government. It is God's blessing. It is His gift. We have been set free in Christ Jesus for freedom. As Catholics and Americans, we insist again upon the recognition that God gave us religious liberty. We insist today, as St. John the Baptist insisted before King Herod. We insist today, as Saints Peter and Paul insisted before the Emperor Nero. We insist today, as Saints John Fisher and St. Thomas More insisted before King Henry VIII. We pray then today, calling upon the intercession of St. John the Baptist, for all branches and levels of government, that our religious liberties be kept intact. More urgent, though, we pray that all Christian disciples may have the fortitude to stand up for our faith and our freedom. In standing fast for our faith, in standing fast for our freedom, we know that we may have to suffer and to sacrifice. Perhaps we may decrease, no matter. All that matters is that Jesus increase. Jesus will assist us. He loves us more than we can ask or imagine. Let us pray for religious liberty. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. From Galatians. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
There are some, I don't know if there are some in this church, but there are some who would say that the American bishops are overreacting, that they're making much to do about nothing. I don't think it's an overreaction. There is a time, as a faith, that we must draw a line. And if we do not draw the line now, when do we draw that line? I myself foresee the day when we as a church might be forced, or they're going to try to force us, to do same-sex weddings, marriages. I foresee the day when Catholic hospitals will be told that they have to provide services for euthanasia. If we don't draw the line now, we will have to draw it down the road. And the issue of contraception, abortion-causing drugs, those are not small issues. They're very significant issues. The American bishops have chosen to draw the line now. I support them in that effort, and I hope that we will all support them by our prayers. The bishop mentioned the Fortnight for Freedom. I didn't get that well advertised last week, but there's information in the bulletin. This week, during the weekdays, we'll be praying the rosary at 12:30 in the afternoon at Sacred Heart Church on Central. It'll be for religious freedom. The Spanish community is gathering at 6:30 p.m. in the chapel here, the daily Mass chapel, praying the rosary. On the next weekend, the rosary before the Masses will be for religious liberty, on both the English and the Spanish Masses. And then on July 4th, the Mass at 9 o'clock in the morning will be for religious liberty, and the 6 o'clock Spanish Mass that evening will be for religious liberty. I have some prayer cards. Unfortunately, they're in the sacristy, but if you'll remind me, or if you want one of those cards, let me know. We'll make sure to get them out into the gathering space after Mass. They're prayer cards provided by the American bishops praying for religious liberty.